Good morning with Brookings Radio News. I'm Perry Miller. A South Dakota teenager pleads not guilty by reason of insanity to first-degree murder in the shooting death of a girl from Wyoming whose body was found in his basement. Also yesterday, 17-year-old Michael Gavin Campbell entered a not guilty plea to an alternate second-degree murder charge. He is charged as an adult, although his lawyer is trying to get that moved to juvenile court. The boy was indicted Wednesday in the killing of 16-year-old Shayna Ritthaler of Upton, Wyoming, whose body was found October 7th in the basement of the defendant's home near Sturgis, where he lived with his mother. The Meade County Sheriff has said Ritthaler was shot once in the head. Investigators are trying to determine how the two met. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center releases their annual U.S. temperature and precipitation outlook for winter. It's December through February. Mike Helper, deputy director of NOAA's Climate Prediction Center, has the temperature outlook first. He says the Northern Plains has equal chances of being below normal or above normal.
The greatest likelihood for warmer than normal conditions are in Alaska and Hawaii, with more modest probabilities for above average temperatures spanning large parts of the remaining lower 48 from the west across the south and up the eastern seaboard. The Northern Plains, Upper Mississippi Valley, and the Western Great Lakes have equal chances for below, near, or above average temperatures.
When it comes to precip, generally wetter to the north, drier to the south. South Dakota has a good chance of being wetter than normal.
The precipitation forecast favors wetter than average conditions in Alaska and Hawaii, along with northern portions of the Northern Plains, Upper Mississippi Valley, the Great Lakes, and parts of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. Drier than average conditions are most likely for Louisiana, parts of Texas, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, as well as areas of northern and central California.
He says it looks like El Nino will be neutral during the winter season. That's news. Have a great day.